Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another day where we can live in harmony with you as you working powerfully in our lives through your Spirit, according to your love plan for us and the world. So thank you, Father God, as we go through the scriptures here, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for our understanding being enlightened so that we can know the hope of our calling. And as we know the hope, the expectations you've got for us, we can also encourage our brothers and sisters around us as well, because we are all called into this marvelous family and into this marvelous master plan. And we've all got a part to play, Lord. Work in us to will and to do. Your kingdom come this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 21 from verse 6 to 11. So the two disciples went on ahead and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and her colt to him and placed their cloaks and prayer shawls on the colt. And Jesus rode on it. And then an exceptionally large crowd gathered and carpeted the road before him with their cloaks and prayer shawls. Others cut down branches from trees to spread on his path. Jesus rode in the center of the procession, crowds going before him and crowds coming behind him. And they all shouted, "Bring the victory, Lord, Son of David. He is the blessed one sent from the Lord Yahweh. We celebrate with praises to God in the highest." And Jesus entered Jerusalem. The people went wild with excitement. The entire city was thrown into an uproar. Some asked, "Who is this man?" And the crowd shouted back, "This is Jesus. He's the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee."
Hallelujah. As I just listen to this, I just perceive, you know, when you have got the obedience right, you have submitted to the King, the God of all, and you are hearing from him and you are listening to him, then the victory comes. The answers that God has got comes about in our lives, and then it also comes about to others as well. We see here, you know, Jesus has got this fantastic relationship, and yes, it didn't start with his mighty signs and wonders following his life. It started when he said, "Here I am, send me," and he was committed and he came, and then as a baby he grew, and the signs and wonders was a perfect, beautiful babe in the hands of God, protected. And then a young man, the word of God abided in him, and he overcame the wicked one. So he stood again. He didn't fall into the sins and the things around him, and he was a light in the darkness. But no big signs and wonders taking place relevant to destroying the works of darkness. But then later, as the Spirit came upon him, and that we see him go out and then also put the devil on his behind, defeat him in wisdom, defeat him when he tried to kill Jesus. And this is just portraying the wonderful picture of a son in obedience. First of all, you can't even be obedient if you're not hearing, and then being obedient, and then experiencing the blessing. So here, mighty things are revealed to Jesus in his quiet time. So he has time with his Father, and then he brings his disciples into it as well, because they had to go out and go get the donkey and then be obedient to just say the master needs it, and then it happens exactly like that. So the wonders is when you're in tune with your God, everything happens beautifully as it should be. And so the encouragement again is to be dedicated, commit yourself, like Jesus says. He had to fall into the ground. We know that had to happen. And it happened. And then he says, "Now turn away from the world." The devil is just out there to lie, steal, kill, and destroy through his puppets and through the deception out there. But you look to your God. You turn away from the world. You look to your God. He knows why he made you. He knows the purpose that he has for you and for his body and for his people and for this world, and you stay with him. You are disciples, you look to Jesus, listen to Jesus, and then where he is, you shall also be. He's bringing you into the victory. The victory has been done. Psalm 22, at the very end, it says it is done. It is finished. And then we got Psalm 23, the Lord is our shepherd. And that's where we're at. We need to be disciples, dedicated, disciplined, hearers, and then obedient followers. And that's going to bring in the kingdom as it is in heaven on earth. So be blessed this morning again to just know you are loved. God has got a plan with you. And we are here to be the lights shining in the darkness, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Why? Because our King Jesus is ruling in righteousness and revealing himself to our spirit, through the spirit, to our spirit, to arise and shine, for our light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.